بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي سعيد رافع بن المعلى رضي الله عنه قال: قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أعلمك أعظم سورة في القرآن قبل أن تخرج من المسجد؟ فأخذ بيدي، فلما أردنا أن نخرج قلت: يا رسول الله، إنك قلت لو علمنك أعظم سورة في القرآن. قال: الحمد لله رب العالمين، هي السبع المثاني والقرآن العظيم الذي أوتيته. رواه البخاري. This hadith which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought is the first hadith in the chapter which deals with the encouragement with regards to certain surahs and ayats of the Quran that have special position and status. We discussed the hadith already over two or three sessions. To continue with the discussion, Abu Sa'id Rafi bin Mu'alla radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, should I not teach you the most auspicious surah in the entire Quran before you leave the masjid? Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of my hand, and when I had intended to leave, I said, O Nabi of Allah, you had promised that you would teach me the most auspicious surah in the Quran. To this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in other words, Surah Fatiha. Hiya sab'ul mathani, it is the seven oft repeated verses, wal Qur'anul Azeem alladhi utituhu, and it is Qur'anul Azeem which I was given. As we mentioned that from this particular hadith, besides the fact that Surah Fatiha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Nas of Hadith has told us is the most auspicious surah in the entire Quran. The first thing your gaze falls upon when you open the Quran, and despite it being very, very brief, seven ayats, 130 letters, so comprehensive that the whole Quran is contained in Surah Fatiha, and the multitudes of benefits which have been attached to Surah Fatiha, kathratul asma tadullu ala sharafil musamma. This principle we mentioned previously, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when something is given many names, this indicates or shows us that there is great sharafat and honor that is attached to that which is named. That is why so many names are given to it. One is the famous name Suratul Fatiha. Fatiha means to open, or the starting point. The Quran starts with this particular surah. Amongst the other names that are given to it is Surah Sab'ul Mathani, as we find in this hadith. The surah with the seven oft repeated verses, as we mentioned the significance of that name previously. Thirdly, one name that is given to Surah Fatiha, Quranul Azeem. Another name that is given to Surah Fatiha is Surah Al-Shifa. That surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept great cure. In other words, read this surah with firm belief. It cures all maladies, whether spiritual, whether worldly, whether external, whether internal. In fact, there is one interesting incident that is mentioned about a Sahabi, about a Jamaat of Sahaba that were out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Amir of the Jamaat was Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They had passed by a group of people, a certain tribe, and they were in need of some provision. So they approached these people and they said that, would you people assist us? We are a delegation, a group out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are traveling and we need to replenish our supplies. These were obviously kuffar and disbelievers. They refused to extend any form of assistance to this Jamaat of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After having refused to make them mihmani or to assist or host them, so happened that their leader got bitten by a scorpion, by a poisonous insect. He became very, very ill. They tried all sorts of different types of cures, whether it was leaves or whatever it was, to try to alleviate the effects of the poison. However, this person's condition worsened, and he was on the brink of death. The people of the tribe got together and someone suggested that that group of people who had approached us for assistance, they are not gone too far away. And they appeared to be people of, obviously these people are not Muslims, but they said that they denoted a certain spiritual level in them. So they said, why don't we approach them and ask them if they have any ruqya, in other words, any form of ta'weez or anything that they can read, as a result of which our leader may perhaps get cured. Obviously, they were now desperate, so they approached the Jamaat of Sahaba. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala, being the Amir of the Jamaat, he said that you people refuse to be generous towards us. You refuse to make our mihmani, and now you all want us to assist you all. Yes, we have something which we can read, and that your leader will be cured. However, because of the way you treated us, we want to exact a price. You'll have to pay us now. So they said, what must we pay you? It comes in various riwayat. However, more popular opinion was they asked for 30 sheep. They'd give us a price of 30 sheep and we will give in to your request. So they said, no problem. They were desperate. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu placed his hand on the section of the body of that person who had been bitten by the scorpion and was dying as a result of that poisonous bite, and he recited Surah Fatiha. It's mentioned in the riwayat 7 times, he read Surah Fatiha and he made ruqya with that. He blew and the person was completely cured as a result of that. Thereafter these people happily paid the price that they had agreed upon. Then the question entered in the hearts of Sahaba-e-Kiram that, you know what, is it permissible for us to eat the meat of these animals, particularly in the light of how we acquired them? So they said, let us not touch the animals till we reach Madina Munawwara and we find out from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they informed Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first reaction of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was he was very, very surprised and very happy, and he burst out and he said that, how did you people know that Allah has kept the effect such ruqya and such ta'weez in Surah Fatiha? How did you know what to read? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, khuduha, the meat of that animal is halal for you. وَضْرِبُوا لِي مَعَكُمْ بِسَهْمٍ, and keep my share also. Keep my share also in it. This was not because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed some share from the payment of sheep that the Sahaba had received, but تَطْيِيبًا لِقُلُوبِهِمْ, in order to give some sort of comfort and tranquility to their hearts that there is absolutely nothing wrong with partaking of the meat of these animals. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that keep my share in it. From this we learn the effect of Surah Fatiha, Surah Al-Shifa. Then if it is read with yaqeen, with conviction, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept great shifa and cure. In fact, it's mentioned about Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, great imam, great muhaddith, great scholar of hadith. He had made khidmat of his ustad, Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, for 16 years. And ajeeb khidmat he made of his ustad. Himself he mentioned that one day whilst he was making tawaf of Ka'batullah, he was overtaken by a terrible sickness to the point where the pain was unbearable and he was completely incapacitated. He sat down, he couldn't move, and he felt like almost arrows had been pierced into every part of his body. And in that condition, he requested for some zamzam to be brought. Somebody brought zamzam, placed it in front of him. And himself, he says, I started reading Surah Fatiha on myself. And he said, as I read Surah Fatiha, and I blew on the sections of my body where I was feeling unbearable pain, he describes it, he says, like sometimes when a person is walking and stones, sharp stones or shards of glass get stuck, then you obviously brush it off. And once you brush it off, automatically the person feels the pain is immediately removed. You feel the pain is alleviated immediately, the moment the sharp object falls from that limb. So he said, like that, I felt the pain, piercing pain, that had overtaken my body wherever I read Surah Fatiha, wherever I blew, the pain instantly was removed, and I was instantly cured. So he said, like this, various parts of my body where I was experiencing this, I read Surah Fatiha, till all the pain had been removed by the fazal of Allah Ta'ala. And then he says, I blew into the zamzam with Surah Fatiha. And then when I drank that zamzam, I found unusual strength entering my body. All the weakness that had been, had come about as a result of whatever affliction or illness had befallen him, he says, I found that it was Allah Ta'ala had given me complete shifa. So this is one name that was given to Surah Fatiha, that is Suratul Shifa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept shifa and cure in this surah. In fact, there is one riwayat mentioned by Abdullah also in the virtue of Surah Fatiha, the effect of it, that Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Abdullah bin Abbas is known as Tarjumanul Quran, and he is known as Hibrul Ummah. Tarjumanul Quran among Sahaba themselves that acknowledge the extreme depth of the understanding of the Quran which Allah Ta'ala had blessed Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu with. And this is more surprising if we take into account the very, very young age he was at the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe 9 or 10 or 11 years of age at the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma would include him as part of his inner council. Senior Sahaba, Ashyaqu Badr, the Shuyukh, the elderly Sahaba of Badr, in that council, inner council from whom Umar radiallahu ta'ala would take advice, this 14, 15 year old child was part of that majlis. So they commented and they said, Lana abnaun mithlahu, that we've got children his age, how is it that you have afforded him this honor? Cutting the incident short, but Umar radiallahu ta'ala alluded that I am not giving him this honor. It is his understanding of the Quran that has elevated him to this particular position. And why should it not be so? Abdullah bin Abbas, as a young child, he says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to relieve himself, and I thought to myself that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he returns from having relieved himself, he will be in need of water. So he says, I prepared the water and I left it. Didn't wait with it, left it. In other words, anonymously. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found the water. He asked that who had kept this water here. So then, first he was afraid when he admitted that, Ya Rasulullah, I had kept it. Who told you? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I discerned myself that you will be in need of this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very, very happy. Called him forward, and it's mentioned in the riwayat, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced him. Obviously placed his chest against that chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that Quran says, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. So what was the effect of this? Having placed him against his chest, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes in various riwayat, he made special dua for him. Allahumma allimhu al-kitab wa ta'wil. That, oh Allah, this cousin of mine, teach him, give him the deep understanding of ta'wil, the interpretation of the Quran, and teach him the Quran. So as a result of that, the effect of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that among Sahaba, he came to be known as Tarjuman al-Quran and Hibrul Ummah. With regards to Surah Fatiha, he also mentions one riwayat with regards to its fadilat and its virtue. However, we've run out of time, so inshallah we'll continue as well.